bring the action.
Good opportunity off the front row, and he is going to convert it. He's one corner away. It's been a long time coming. It's in Will Brown is a winner in Dunlop Super 2. Nicely done.
Bring the action.
And here is your champion, Will Brown, for season 2019.
And now he can officially celebrate
the awarding of the champion trophy to Will Brown from HMO Customer Racing.
That's right. He is the one and only from Erebus Motorsport. He's currently got the best Petters livery you'll see on the side of a race car. Please welcome back to the driver's seat, Will Brown.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, not a chore.
I was just listening to that intro and listening to the, obviously, when you became the TCR champion, William. And I was just thinking, and I wrote it down here, does it feel average when you win in TCR? You can't just dump the clutch, do a big smoky rear wheel burnout.
Yeah, I actually, I don't think anyone saw it, but I grabbed the handbrake at the end of Tail and Bend Straight after I won the championship and put it in the gravel. I've actually never told anyone. No one ever knew about it. It was a good drift, though, until I hit the gravel.
That's so good.
And mate, I've got to say, you're having a pretty good 2021, as much racing as we've done, because of all the junior burgers in the category, all the rookies for this year,
rookie,
you are the leading junior burger.
Thanks for that.
Stevie, P10.
You're the leading senior burger.
Mate, I am the biggest of the Big Macs, mate, let me tell you.
No, thanks, guys. It's been a good start to the year. It's been really good, so loving it so far.
Mate, what's impressed me the most, to be honest, and I came past and saw you at Townsville there after the second weekend, was if you'd had a bad day the day before, for whatever reason, you guys were able to regroup and really nail it the next day. So if you had a bad Saturday, you could come back on Sunday and have a cracking one, or vice versa. So it's obviously good improving going that way. It's not good having a good Saturday and not good Sunday. But, I mean, that must be – because that's hard to do. That's hard to just turn around the form overnight and come out with a better car, with a better attitude, with a better race strategy and, you know, finish in the top four or five. I mean, that's got to be pretty pleasing.
Yeah, I'm always generally just one of those people. I don't let yesterday ruin today. I guess that's something I live by. And I guess, on the racetrack, you've got to do that. But the team's done a great job this year, my engineer, to turn the car around. So, as all you guys know in motorsport, your luck can change pretty quickly. And you can be, right back up there. And especially being rookies, you might have made a mistake on the Saturday in qualifying, just a little mistake, which puts you a bit further back. So it's been awesome for us to actually be able to, turn around, like you say, some of those average results and come out the next day and really be up there.
And one of the things I like about you, Will, going into next season, whenever that starts and wherever that starts, we're not entirely sure yet. Got to finish this season first. I look at your career over the last couple of years. You've gone from in 2016 Formula 4 champion. You've come up through the ranks through Toyota Race 86 as well. You're in the TCR in 2019, 2020. You're in the Dunlop Series. You're one of the guys, one of the few guys, particularly at the front there, that has driven a large array of cars. And now we're going into Gen 3. To me, you're the guy in the box seat here because you've had to adapt to so many vehicles over the last 4 to 5 years. And adapting to a new supercar, your ability and your practice at doing that, I reckon, holds you in really good stead.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. As you say, I've always driven anything I can get in. And I think later this year, I was hoping to do a bit more racing outside of supercars. But definitely, the more cars you drive, you're always maximising your car. And I think that when Gen 3 does come along, you'll see people like, Shane Van Gisbergen, and he does an awesome job of driving anything he jumps in and shows that he can be up the front in no matter what car it is. So I think for people like us and that jump in a lot of different cars, it will probably benefit us, especially if Gen 3 comes out mid-year.
Yeah, and what about, obviously, with that and Erebus, you actually made your debut driving for the team back in 2019, and you're Anton's co-driver there before teaming up with Davey Reynolds. So for the 2020 Bathurst, how much has Betty and Barry had in your development and obviously pushed your development forward to get you into a supercar You know, at such a, I guess, you know, you say an early age, but you've driven so many things up until this point. It's actually nuts.
Yeah, I was quite lucky with Erebus Motorsport and going down that path. I obviously got their co-drive with them in 2018. And, you know, it was the team I decided to drive for at that time. And it was obviously a great decision. They've really believed in me, I guess, Barry and Betty. And, you know, signing a main game deal a year before you drive in main game. Like, I signed this deal in the end of 2019. And now we're in 2021 and I'm driving. Yep. So, you know, they put a lot of faith in me to know that my ability was there and that they'd put me in Super 2 for 1 year and then transition me up to main game.
And what has Toowoomba's number one car salesman been doing while we haven't been doing any racing? Like, we know that we spoke to Cam Waters just a couple of weeks ago and he was heading up to Darwin to do some sprint car racing. What have you been doing to keep sharp? We've seen you on your socials, you're up in the plane, but have you had anything in four wheels? Have you had a stab in anything to keep sharp?
No, not currently. I've, you know, had a few Toyota Yaris's out of the yard running around, getting fuel in them and that, so that might count. But
Did you trade in the smart car?
Car salesman, that's about it, really, so far. So, not really too much I can do right now. I really enjoy watching footage. I think that's the best, you know. Some people like the simulator, some people like other things, but I watch a lot of footage. So, I keep up to date watching some footage and keeping fit, doing everything like that. That's about all you can do right now, really, in lockdown.
When do you think, what's your opinion? When do you think we'll start?
I have no idea, to be honest. I'll just drive when they tell me to drive, and that's about my attitude towards it. But for me and Brody and people like that, I don't think it's as stressful for us because, you know, we're used to this in Super 2. You used to have 2-3 month waits sometimes between race meets, which is what you've seen, you know, the Super 2 guys have this year. So I don't think it's going to affect us as much. We're used to being out of the car and having breaks. So, you know, when we jump back in, I'm sure we'll be right up there.
Hey, you were mentioning the simulator before, and we know the E-Series is coming back. Are you back in simulator training? Because we know just how much of a quality driver you were on the sim.
I don't know about quality. You took me out every time, Steve. There's some big quality with you around me.
Yeah, only because if I let you go half a lap, I wouldn't be able to catch you. So I figured I'd take you out early.
Hey, yeah, well, we've just...
At least you can restart.
We've had a text message come in from one of our great friends of the show, a guy called Dale Britton, who said he wants to know whether you remember his Mustang GT that was blue, that had black seats with little blue stripes in it with the number plate One Lit GT, and you said to him that it was the best Mustang you'd ever seen.
Right. I wonder where I saw it.
It would have been in Melbourne somewhere. So you don't remember it. Sorry, Dale. No, he doesn't remember, mate. I remember it because I drove it to Winton and it was sideways most of the way up the freeway to Winton when I drove it.
With you driving?
Yeah, 700 horsepower or something. It's a monster.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go. So we're looking forward to the
Did
year.
Did you have the Space Savers on the back?
The Space Savers?
Yeah.
A couple of McDonald's trays underneath there. That's what I was trying to do on the way up. We would never have done anything like that.
Never.
Let's talk for the rest of the season. Obviously, we want to get it kicked off as soon as possible. We've now got lockdowns in Victoria and we were due to kick off at Winton and Phillip Island and all of that sort of stuff. I mean, what? Where do you think? It's not where we're going to start, but do you think we're going to make Bathurst at the end of the year? Because that's even looking potentially a bit shaky at the moment. But how are you seeing from an internal discussions point of view how all this is going to play out?
Yeah, for me, I'd be willing to quarantine to run Bathurst. Like, it's the one for the year that, you know, it has to be run, I think. I think that, you know, it's we can't really not run that one from a driver, you know, team, supercars point of view. It has to go ahead. But, you know, we'd love crowds there. Obviously, last year racing without crowds was disappointing compared to the usual years when you do the driver parade and the lap round the track before the race and everything. As you guys know, that's just amazing. So it was pretty disappointing, all that side of it. But the race was still, you know there. But I'm not sure about Bathurst. It's, you know, you guys know about as much as me with what's going on in Sydney. Who knows when that'll clear up. And I think that when, you know, my personal opinion is when Queensland and Victoria, which hopefully is soon, open up to each other, I'd be getting the race meets on the go straight away so we don't leave it till too late in the year.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, mate. And, like, you're sitting 10th in the championship at the moment, but we often talk to a lot of the drivers in the championship, but I don't think we often talk about what your thoughts are as you look through the windscreen at the guys at the front there. I mean, SVG's had a pretty ripping year. Who do you reckon is going to take it out this year? If not yourself, obviously, you're going to have a ripping second half of the year to come from 10th to 1st. But who are you seeing as the real challenges at the front of the field there? Obviously, SVG, but anyone else can challenge you?
Yeah, I'm optimistic, not that optimistic that I can win it this year.
He's realistic.
Yeah, I'm realistic. I'd be pretty ecstatic if we finished inside the top 10. You know, I think we can do it. We've had a DNF and a very average car at Bathurst after a crash, that there was a lot of damage to that. But, yeah, I think Shane's just on top of his game. You see it with people like Scotty. Once they get the rhythm going and, you know, like in TCR, I used to roll up every weekend and know I was going to be first, second or third. You know, unless something went wrong. And I think that's Shane right now. He's just got a lot of confidence. But, you know, every weekend I roll up, you know that the Red Bull cars are going to be quick, the Penske cars, and then you've got generally Waters and Chaz that are always, you know, the top six. So anytime you get in the top six and start really beating those guys, you're doing a good job. So it seems like you can, you know, to get in that top 10 sometimes is, you know, you can do it. But then to really push into that top five makes it all that more difficult with those top teams and, you know, those few that are really pushing in the championship.
And what do you think Erebus has to do to get to that top five? Like, what is Erebus going to have to do to compete, both from you as a driving point of view, but as a team point of view, to get up with the Red Bulls and the DJRs and the Tickfords and that sort of stuff? Where do you think you need to be? How are you going to get there?
They might need to hire SVG.
I don't think so.
I think first year, like, obviously, you know, I don't think that I'm maximizing the car every single round in and out, and that's part of learning. I think we've done a great job this year, and I think there's parts that from a consistency point of view that the team can do better and that I can do better, and I think you'll see that as the year progresses on. You know, you can already see we're getting multiple top tens now, not just one a weekend or anything like that. We're getting a lot more consistent, and I think we'll show that next year as well. So, yeah, it's just about consistency and just building on it. I'm doing a lot more driving. Like, when you come out of five rounds of Super 2 a year and come into 12 of this, we're just getting better and better and more consistent.
Hey, just FYI, mate, Penske's not here anymore. It's DJR now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Are you missing TCR, mate? Are you missing, do you miss the front wheel drive world, or are you just
and
focused on?
You never really got a chance to have the number one on the door too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was a little bit disappointing. But yeah, I love TCR. I think, you know, just for going back to just, I wouldn't say casual racing, but it was more of, you know, go back, dad cleans the car, you do all that sort of stuff. It's a bit more casual. So that was fantastic in 2019. And I'm hoping to have a run. You know, I'd love to have a run later in the year. But we'll wait and see what happens there. But TCR was definitely good for me in 2019 and to do more racing than just supercars. So I really enjoyed that.
Hey, just on that, you're contracted to Erebus. You've obviously won the TCR championship, and you just alluded there that you might be able to come back for a bit of a cameo. Is that the good thing about Erebus, that they allow you to go and race some other things like that, whereas, you know, honestly, in other teams, you probably wouldn't be allowed to do that?
Yeah, Barry might look big, bad and angry, but sometimes you can get to find a soft side and let him get you going for a drive in something else. But they have been good, you know. I've asked them throughout the years, and, you know, I guess I could race other things, but even this year, a few things have been cancelled due to COVID, but they don't mind us racing other things as long as it's not doesn't conflict or have any problems with our racing. So they're pretty casual there, and it definitely helps, I think.
One last one before we let you go, Will. I'm a very optimistic man, so I'm going to assume that we will get down to Bathurst and it should be a lot of fun. But the Erebus Garage is going to be absolutely rocking. I mean, you got you and Jack Perkins, Bush is teaming up with David Russell, and then you've got Greg Murphy and Richie Stanaway all in that garage. You must be pretty pumped for the return of Murph to your team.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool, obviously, to have Murph there. It'll be awesome. But, yeah, Murph, I haven't done much racing with him, but being commentary there, it's always fantastic to have him around. So I think he'll bring a bit to the team, and we'll definitely have have a lot of fun along the way, and our cars are always great at Bathurst. So, you know, I'm looking forward after my crash at the start of the year. We were running awesome before that and still ran, you know, 12th on Saturday and Sunday, I think it was. So I think I just want to get in that shootout and have a good round.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. Well, we really appreciate you finally getting on the show. It's been a long time coming. And just for anyone in the Darling Downs region, if you are looking for a brand new car or a used car, in fact, make sure you head down to Cars Galore. It is the place to find used cars into them. Get in touch with some of their friendly staff, including young William. And you can see if he can hook you up. But good on you, Will. We'll chat to you soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.